Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for joining in with us this morning. Yes, church. We're Pastor Sylvia Staples. He is the senior pastor for the Methodist Life Church. We ask that you dial in, and we also ask that you join someone to dial in with us on our line every Monday through Friday. Our telephone conference number is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420-123-POUND. Again, we ask that you invite someone to join in with us on the line every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. for our mega prayer. We also would like for you to join in with us every Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. for our Miracle Monday night service. And we also invite you to join in with us on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for our Bible study. Again, that's every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for our Bible study. We thank you for joining in with us. We thank you for your continued financial support into the ministry. If you would like to contact our ministry, we would like for you to contact our way of text, leaving us a text at area code 773-609-2091. Again, that's 773-609-2071. You can also reach us by way of website at messageofchrist.net. Again, that's messageofchrist.net. And you can also reach us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can also mail into the ministry at Message of Christ Church, PO Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Again, that's Message of Christ Church, PO Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. We also would like for you to reach us by way of internet at messageofchrist.net, messageofchrist.net. We also would like for you to mark your calendars. We have two events coming up in this month of October. On October 23rd, 2016, Message of Christ Church will be traveling to Cairo, Illinois. Again, that's October 23rd, 2016, Message of Christ Church will be traveling to Cairo, Illinois. If you would like to go along with the ministry, we would like for you to email us or send us a text message at 773-609-2071. And we also would like for you to save the date and mark your calendars for October 29th, 2016, for our fall conference, our spiritual warfare conference. Every October, at the ending of the month, Message of Christ Church has a spiritual warfare conference. So we would like for you to save the date for that. We'll be held at New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church, where it's located at 1201 North Austin Avenue. Again, we thank you. We ask that you just save the date. We're going to just go forward in a word of prayer at this time. Let us draw our minds in as we go forth and pray at this time. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you through the word, God, because this is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up early this morning that we will seek your face, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up early this morning just to see another day, oh God, just to hear another day, just to feel another day, to breathe another day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that we can just smell another day, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all our five senses, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, because you are dwelling with us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you are giving us your word, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're giving us your peace, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your forgiveness, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us everything that we need this day, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd, and we shall not want, oh, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, because you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you heal the sick, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift all those that are sick up before you today, oh, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you touch them, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, allow them to feel better today, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are sick, oh, Heavenly Father, and have not been feeling well, oh, Father God, we ask that you make them feel better, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because we believe in your word, oh, God. We know that your word is true, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue to trust and believe in your word, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you look upon all those that are behind prison walls, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you touch them, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their minds, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow them, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to look to you as the author and the finisher of their faith, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The ones that don't know you, oh God, we ask that you draw them close to you, oh God, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, allow them to come to the knowledge of Christ, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that they can be saved, oh Heavenly Father, believing that they can be saved, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And then we ask that you look upon all those, oh God, that don't have anywhere to stay, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you provide shelter for those that are without shelter, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, provide meals for those that are without food, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, drinks of water, clean drinks of water, oh God, for those that don't have any water, oh Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then we ask that you look upon all those families, Lord God, that are bereaved, oh Heavenly Father, and the loss of their family members during the midst of this storm, oh Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you just continue to keep them, oh God, in your care, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them your sweet sleep, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them your sweet rest, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that they can rest in you, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them put their rest in you, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are everything that we need, oh, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are everything that we need, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us continue to stay in your word, oh, God, and meditate on it day and night, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us stay in your word, oh, Heavenly Father, believe in it. Trusting in your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, relying on your word, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God. This is our power in the word week. This is our power in the word week. Our power in the word week. So we're going to go right into the power of the word right now. And I would like for you all to join me by going to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." The word for today is rely on God. Rely on God. God wants us to rely on his strength. Depend on his strength. Trust in his strength. So we are just going to go ahead and go into relying on God's strength today. I begin to look up the word rely, and we rely means to depend. It means to trust. It means to be dependent for support, help, or supply. Dependent for support, help, or supply. God, on our own. Let us just depend on God. Let this to be done. I don't know.
Dependent on his strength.
have to be totally dependent on God's strength. And then I want to go over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Excuse me this morning. When I woke up this morning, God had gave me a picture. And I just want to go to that as well. It's turned directly into the lesson. It's turned directly into the lesson. And it's just 2 Corinthians.
God is mighty. We are not mighty. God is mighty.